Fast and always reliable. By Robert's Blue Barnett Funeral Home, carrying on the trust and tradition since 1928. And by Mr. G's Express Car Wash. Get unlimited car washes for as little as $21.99 per month. Mr. G's Express Car Wash at the corner of 6th and Prairie in Emporia. This is the RV Doc Pregame Show. It's time for Dylan's Pregame Talk with Head Coach Carolyn Dorsey. Brought to you by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person, not an account number.
Needing a car loan, home loan, boat loan, or just some extra cash at a great low rate? The Credit Union of Emporia can help. As a shareholder in the Credit Union, they're here to serve you and can help at every stage in your life, whether you are wanting to save for a goal or needing a loan. The Credit Union of Emporia, 2711 West 15th Avenue, just south of the Flint Hills Mall. Federally insured by the NCUA. The Credit Union of Emporia.
Tonight, the Emporia Lady Spartans in the semifinals of the Class 5A State Tournament. Auditorium, you get ready to take on May South, and joined now by Emporia Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey. And coach, it was surviving the Vance last night, 38-35 over Bishop Carroll. You had an 11-point lead there in the third quarter. They got it to three. You were able to get it back to 10, but then they had that layup with a couple seconds left to make the margin of victory of three. Free throws have to be a big emphasis here tonight, knowing you shot 50% from the line against Carroll.
Yeah, we extended it twice to double digits and then just couldn't finish down the stretch. We missed some things we don't normally miss. We were bad from the free throw line. That being said, they won. Survive in advance. That's what matters. And at this point in the season, that's all you can ask for. And they've played a pretty good season so far. So I'll take one bad performance where they still come out on top.
Yeah, it's going to be an off night in some different statistical categories. But, both teams struggled to shoot the ball last night, too.
Yeah, they did. I think nerves, fatigue, there's a lot of factors into that. The game was fast. Both of us are pretty aggressive defensively. Our tempo is quick. And, you throw that in, your legs are tired, you're rushed, you're panicking, a different environment, all that's a factor. But I thought we dug it out, and that's really what matters down the stretch.
Of course, Addie Kermer, 16 points last night. You're only one in double figures, But you had some key reserves come off the bench and give you good minutes. And I know Tegan Baker hit a big three last night. So everyone that contributed did good things. With a majority of these girls, with this being either their second or third trip to state, I know with everyone on this team, they've been in the program the last 3 years as well, which means they've contributed to all three of these state appearances.
Yeah, we had our bench play was good, which we expected. We talk about them. When it's your time, it's your time. And Tegan came in, hit a big shot, guarded well. I thought we had really some bad foul trouble between AJ and Lexi. And they played 6 minutes the first half, I think. And that matters. We need those two out there. So we had a lot of disrupt in our game. Those two, I think, then were trying to get back into the game. And it wasn't their night, and that's okay. They still helped us where they could. They didn't have their stellar performances, but they don't need to. That's why we have depth. And that's why we had our bench kids step up. And it's not their night last night. It'll be their night tonight.
Visiting with Emporia Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey here on the RV Doc pregame show. Lady Spartans in the Final Four and in the semifinals for the first time since 2009. And they take on a May South team that did the unthinkable last night before the Lady Spartans took the floor, beating Aquinas. We'll talk about May South in a moment. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
Needing a car loan, home loan, boat loan, or just some extra cash at a great low rate? The Credit Union of Emporia can help. As a shareholder in the Credit Union, they're here to serve you and can help at every stage in your life, whether you are wanting to save for a goal or needing a loan. The Credit Union of Emporia, 2711 West 15th Avenue, just south of the Flint Hills Mall. Federally insured by the NCUA. The Credit Union of Emporia.
We continue our conversation with Emporia Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey here on the RV Doc pregame show. Lady Spartans and the Lady Mavs of May South. Coach, an identical record, 22-1. They won 18 straight. You won 20 straight. You know, the Singa Thai sisters, Ashley and Aaliyah, both of them transferred from Eureka. They were both on that state qualifying team for Shelly Hoyt last year in Eureka. But Ava Halley was a big emphasis last year. Basically, one of the main players that is back from last year's team that you saw in the sub-state final last year that got you the state, and you end up winning. I think it was under 10, but I think it was in between that 5 and 10 range. But what's different about this May South team than what you saw last year?
They have a lot of different players. You know, they have two transfers. Kids graduated. Two kids moved in. It's a completely different team, in my opinion, but so are we. So, you know, and not really completely different. We have different roles, and you do that every year. So it doesn't really matter what happened last year. We beat them. It is what it is. But this year is what we need to – what we're worried about. They're athletic. The two kids from Eureka are pretty talented, pretty good athletes. And, you know, they got some other really good athletes across the board. But you're in the top four of the state, so if they weren't that way, they wouldn't be here.
Need to bring up Skylar Seals. Came off the bench and scored 24 points, was 6 of 8 from the field, 5 of 5 from 3, made 5 threes last night, 7 of 7 at the line. But I know Seals is going to be an emphasis when she comes into the game.
Yeah, you know, she obviously shot the ball really well. I noticed that they left her unguarded quite a bit. But obviously a shooter, and it's probably not coincidence, but 24 off the bench is pretty good. We're aware of who she is after last night's performance, so hopefully she doesn't have one of those tonight.
I know their winning streak dates back to the beginning of the calendar year, right before Christmas, losing the Derby, a team you beat in the semifinals of Glacier's Edge. You haven't lost since December 8th, and feels like an eternity, Coach, but I know you want to keep it going, but there's another team that stands in the way.
Yeah, you know, we've had a good year. You got two more games guaranteed. We continue to break records, so I told the girls, why not? You know, why not one more? Go out and play, leave everything out there. Let's see where we end up. And like I said, finish the game strong.
Well, Coach, I have to ask you, where were you in 1985? Were you alive yet when the last time the Lady Spartans made a state championship game?
I'm flattered that you would ask me that. I was born that year, so barely, I guess, is the cutoff there. So, I don't want to completely describe where I was actually located, because it's a little too in-depth for our health people. But, it's been a while. You know, we've broken several records this year that have been long stretches. So I told the girls, I said, I'm pretty sure Dylan's going to tell me how long it's been, and there it is. And, again, why not?
Yeah, why not? And what's big for you tonight to get a big win, get to that number 21 in a row?
You know, I think, again, just being a little more poised. I think we panicked. I thought we got a little tight last night. The crowd, everyone's yelling. It's hard to hear. There's a rocking environment. And I think just to handle it. It's the game of basketball. It's a long game. It goes by quick, but you can make the worst mistake and be a hero the next possession. So just quit freaking out and stay calm. And they're going to go on a run. And when they do, we'll shut them down and go on ours. And it's about control. Who can stay the most poised and control that game? And, you know, I think that's what's the exciting part is, I think it's going to be a really good matchup.
All right, two quick ones. What'd you like about the crowd last night of 34-13?
You know, I think that I told the girls that says a lot, and understand that this has been in the making. You know, this wasn't happening overnight. This didn't just happen this year. There's been a lot of kids who have laid. We go back to Gilpin's senior year. You know, that group helped pave the way her freshman year. People started to fall in love with how they played the game, and this group has continued that legacy. And to pull out almost 4,000 people here to watch the high school girls, it means a lot. You know, I can stress to the community how much it means to the girls when they can hear that gym and they see those people that are just about their life. And I have little girls that want to be them now. You know, they're bum rushing the court. They're out there on the court talking to them. They want to be them. And that's what this community needs in order to be successful. They should want to worship Lexi and AJ and all of them. On down the line, Cunningham's got a whole crew of supporters. Yeah. And it speaks volumes about their personalities. But it's awesome. You know, I'm hoping tonight's even a bit bigger. Excited to be here. Like I said, I think the community's been wonderful to us.
And two at a time and a stop, Coach. That's all that matters, right?
That's the only way I can live, Dylan. I got to live in the moment. My future is hard for me. Two at a time, let's get a stop, and we'll talk about it at the end of that.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck here tonight. Go get another. Talk to you after the game.
Thank you.
That's Emporia High Lady Spartan Coach Carolyn Dorsey joining us here on the RV Doc pregame show. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more. This is Lady Spartan Basketball.
This has been the Carolyn Dorsey Show, brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number. Up next, a breakdown of tonight's matchup as the RV Doc pregame show continues. This is Emporia High Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Country Mart 1020 Merchant. From their fresh meat cut and wrapped on site to fresh produce, deli, and bakery, get in, get out, and get on with your day. The Emporia Public Schools, they build futures. And by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger, it's your future, let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you by Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. By Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th. And by Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop into your local Nextech Wireless to see how they can support all your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas.
Do you need some updates or just some loving care for your RV or fifth wheel? Well, let the RV Doc handle your RV service and repair. They'll keep your RV's heating, air, plumbing, and electrical in top working order. The staff has the background and knowledge to do the job quickly and efficiently. They're also the folks to call for wiring and hitches for those trailers and fifth wheels. So if you've got a trip in your plans, call the RV Doc at 342-0702. The doctor is in, the doctor is operating. The RV Doc, 618 Industrial in Emporia.
Welcome back to White Auditorium. We get ready for this final game of day number 3 in the Class 5A state tournament. It's Emporia High and May South. Both these teams 22-1. At the last KBCA rankings that came out a couple weeks ago, May South was ranked 3rd in the state in 5A, and Emporia High was 4th. But both these teams 2-1. These were 2-3 in the 5A West standings throughout a lot of the season. Neither of these teams have lost since December. And it's very interesting that Emporia High has won 20 in a row, dating back to that loss December 8th on this floor to Hayden. I know Carolyn Dorsey doesn't want to bring that up. That was a game where they didn't play the best. That second quarter was the Achilles heel in that loss to Hayden. But May South, their last loss came on December 19th to Derby on their home floor, 58-44. And as you look at what May South has done, they have quality wins. They have beat Derby, who's a semifinalist in Class 6A. They're playing Washburn Rural tonight down at Coke Arena in Wichita. Let me see if I can get a score from that, because ABCTL 1 has been really good. Washburn Rural. Wow. Washburn Rural. The same Washburn Rural team that Emporia High swept is playing for a state championship tomorrow in 6A. 69-62. But you look, Hayden was playing Silver Lake. Hayden will be playing for 3rd and 3A. But here's a big thing on my mind as the Lady Spartans enter the floor for final warm-ups. About 5 minutes left in the warm-ups here at Wyatt Auditorium. Can there be two Centennial League teams in state championship games tomorrow? It would be very interesting to know. As I mentioned at the top, Andover was defeated by Seaman this afternoon, 49-45. The lower seed in the first three games here at White have upset the higher seed. And Emporia High will be on the Hornet and Lady Hornet bench with being the visitors here at White Auditorium.
They have been on that bench before. They were on the other one the other night, or last night. But now they are on the bench here to the left, where they were here three times during the Paul Terry Classic, and now they get to be right there where the Lady Hornets and Hornets are at during their games here at Wyatt Auditorium. It's a special moment for these girls, because you got two games left, tonight and tomorrow. And they're not going to be easy. This one's not easy. I talked to Ben Hamilton, the coach for Mays South. They have their hands full. He told me they have their hands full. He said Emporia High is a good team. He said that they got to play well. But also, this Mays South team was defeated in the sub-state final at Emporia High on March 3rd of last year. 42-32, Emporia High won that game. Now, that wasn't a game that I was at. But still, I was paying attention as I was calling games in Oswego. But Ava Howley, a 5'10 senior at 7 points and 7 rebounds as a returner, along with Sophie Hurley, a 5'8 senior, and Bella Peters also back. They did get a transfer in Ashley Singate, a 5'8 senior, a transfer from Eureka, played for Shelly Hoyt. She averaging, coming into the tournament, at 17 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals. Her sister, Aaliyah Singate, is a 5'9 sophomore. But the key on my mind, Skylar Seals, a 5'5 junior, entering the state tournament, averaging 6 points, 1 assist, and 2 steals. Last night had a night. 24 points on 6 of 8 shooting. She hit 5 threes and 7 of 7 from the free throw line. Key to the game? Well, the key to the game is still going to remain the same. 2 at a time and a stop. That's all that matters for this team right now. 2 at a time and a stop. It's been the key to the game the last couple of weeks for this group. They are trying to get back to the state championship for the first time since 1985. You heard him with Coach Dorsey. It's a long time. I wasn't even alive the last time Emporia High was in a state final. But how special would it be for the Lady Spartans to try to go for win number 21 in a row with probably a very great Spartan contention here, as this place filled with black and red here tonight. This is a special game as Emporia High goes for 21 in a row. May South looks for 19 in a row. Winner gets Seaman tomorrow at 6:15. I know Emporia High would love Seaman again after what the Lady Bikes did to the Emporia High Lady Spartans. A lot of them saw that buzzer beater that Taylan Stahlbomber of the Seaman Lady Vikings did last year in Spartan Gymnasium in the Glacier Head Tournament title game. They remember that one. They also remember that Andover team that defeated them by 10 on this floor in the state quarterfinals last year. Starting lineups to tip next. It's Emporia High and Mesa, winner to the state championship tomorrow night. We're back in a moment. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
Do you need some updates or just some loving care for your RV or fifth wheel? Well, let the RV Doc handle your RV service and repair. They'll keep your RV's heating, air, plumbing, and electrical in top working order. The staff has the background and knowledge to do the job quickly and efficiently. They're also the folks to call for wiring and hitches for those trailers and fifth wheels. So if you've got a trip in your plans, call the RV Doc at 342-0702. The doctor is in, the doctor is operating. The RV Doc, 618 Industrial in Emporia.
This has been the RV Doc pregame show. RV Doc, 618 Industrial Road, repairs for your RV for over 24 years. Now stay tuned for Emporia High Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue. Proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. The Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number. And Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
It's time now for Emporia High Basketball. Spartan Basketball is brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia, RV Doc, Longbine Auto Plaza, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Jeff Deb and Bree Williams of REMAX Eck Real Estate, Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, and by the members of the KVOE's Spartan Booster Club. Now let's head to the gymnasium. Here's the voice of the Spartans, Dylan Sherwood.
Before we get into starting lineups, gotta bring you this. This activity is being brought to you by the station, its advertisers, and the member schools of the Kansas State High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the express written permission of the KSHSAA. It's time now for starting lineups. Brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. Take a look at the Mays South lineup. The number two seed coming in at 22-1, coached by Ben Hamilton. He'll go with Ashley Singate, a 5'8 senior, 17 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals. Sophie Hurley, a 5'8 senior, 6 points, 2 rebounds, a steal. Bella Peters, a 5'5 senior, 5 points, 2 assists. Kaylee Brunson, a 5'11 sophomore at 5.4 rebounds. And Ava Halley, a 5'10 senior, 7.7 rebounds, 2 steals. For Emporia High, the third seed in the tournament at 22-1. Coached by Carolyn Dorsey in year number 11, 153-83. No changes for Carolyn Dorsey. Ryan Peake, 5'9 senior, 7 points, 5 rebounds. Addie Kermer, 5'7 senior, 18 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. Emil Bennett, 5'4 senior, 5 points, 3 assists, 2 rebounds. Lexi DeWitt, 5'5 senior, 9 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. And Alexa Shively, 5'5 senior, 5 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists. They're your starting lineups, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. Well, the final players being introduced by our very own Tegan Terhune, and he is bringing it tonight. And I gotta tell you this, I have a little more energy than I did last night. My voice was about halfway as it was last night. I am ready to go for this one. This is a big game as the winner goes to the state championship. And it will be a special win for Emporia High, who has a lot of resume wins on this season. Fans, the entire KVOE network of stations is streaming online and now on one page. Listen to any of our stations at kvoe.com/listen. And can't listen to the game, follow KVOE AM 1400 on Twitter or go to facebook.com/KVOE News for scoring updates throughout the game. They are brought to you by Goods Cash Saver and Country Mart. Our officials for tonight's semifinal, Tony Evans, Ben Boot, and Jason Yabara. Emporia High in the road blacks, white lettering in the white and red trim. May South, and they have Emporia has Emporia across the chest. May South in their home whites, black lettering and black and gold trim. It's Singate and Ryan Peake jumping center circle. And the tap is controlled by May South, moving from right to left as I view it here courtside at White Auditorium. And Blake Cripps is back in the chair next to me. There is right side. This is Sophie Hurley. They feed it in Halley. Right hand to left is good from the right side. They fed it into Halley. She did not score last night. And May South, the number three ranked team in 5A, leading it 2-0, 25 seconds in. Neil Bennett, now the Shively right elbow. Emporia High going from left to right. Here's Ryan Peake, left wing. Ryan, a right-handed dribble. As May South in a man-to-man. Here's Shively, right wing. AJ, left-handed dribble in the lane. AJ, teardrop. No, but she'll get two free throws. And the foul called on May South. Foul will be against Kaylee Brunson. That is her first team foul, number one. Shively to the line. AJ on the season, 70% for the 5'5 senior. First one on the way, nothing but net. AJ is into the book after not scoring last night against Bishop Carroll. AJ looking to tie the game 40 seconds in. Takes a couple of dribbles. Eyes the mark on the second. It is in. AJ with two. We're tied at two. We're 42 seconds in, and the Mavs in the front court. Ava Halley missed the bunny right side. Rebound tapped by Ryan Peak. They went down low, and Halley missed from point blank right side. Hattie Kermer bringing out the floor. Now to Emil Bennett, right wing, right side, full court. 3-2 look for May South defensively. Minnie at the top. Bennett looking to go to work. Over a minute in, a bounce pass to Shively at the elbow. Now Kermer, Addy at the top. Now to Bennett, right wing. Minnie out top, Kermer. A deep three from the top. It's too strong. Sought the back iron. Rebound picked up by Brunton for May South. Here's Singate. Going to go to play for Mike Hilmer at Butler Community College. Up top, Halley. A deep three behind the college line. It's off the back iron. Offensive rebound for Sophie Hurley and May South. And they'll reset. Bella Peters with it. Right side, full court. 6:25 to play here, opening quarter. We're tied at 2. They swing it far side. This is Hurley. Hurley, a left-handed dribble. Up top, Halley. Halley, entry pass inside. Layup right side. Good for Brunton. Brunton has her first points. And May South back up front, 4-2. 6:08 to play, opening quarter. From White Auditorium. Here's DeWitt with it, right wing. Bulldog Jr. looking to go to work. DeWitt, entry pass into Ryan Peak. Low post right side. Ryan looks at spins, up top to Witt, straight away a three, it's short. Rebound picked up by Hurley for May South. May South looking to push it up the floor. Singate to the cup, floater, no, it's too strong. Offensive rebound, Singate out to Peters, left corner. Shot fake, Peters, a teardrop, it rattles in from 13 feet straight on. Bella Peters with her first basket, and the lead is 4 for May South at 6-2. 2.5 into the first quarter. Here from White Auditorium. Emil Bennett with it. Right-handed dribble, right wing. Up top to Shively. AJ swings to the Kermer, left wing. Singate's on her. DeWitt at the top. Bella Peters is on DeWitt. Addy spins at the free throw line. Kicks it out. Ryan Peak. Left wing, a three. And it rattled out. Rebound Singate for May South. Singate going to bring out the floor. She did this a lot last night against Aquinas. Now Bella Peters here near wing. 3 minutes in. May South leading 6-2. May South trying to win a game after their boys had their undefeated season end a few moments ago to KC Piper. Singate in between the rings. DeWitt is on her. Two May South subs at the table and Tegan Baker at the table. One of those subs for May South. Here's Bella Peters. Entry pass into Halley. Almost got a strip. Missed the bunny right side. Rebound loose on the floor. It's picked up by Kermer. Here comes Emporia High up the floor. Kermer at the top of the arc. Now Ryan Peak. Ryan, bounce pass to DeWitt. DeWitt in the lane. DeWitt, layup right upside. Missed it. No foul called. Rebound, May South. 4:23 to play here, first quarter. 6-2 in favor of May South, the co-champions of the Arc Valley Chisholm Trail League Division I. Oh, they were co-champs with Derby. Singate, now to Peters here near wing. Peters with a Halley screen. Halley, left elbow, up top to Peters. Ryan, a man, a man. Peter straight away at three. It's too strong. Chasing that rebound down with Ryan Peak. Halfway gone by here, first quarter. 6-2, May South. Kermer lost it. Poked away and stolen by Peters. And that is turnover number one on Emporia High. Here's a three right wing. That's a brick by Hurley. Rebound Shively for Emporia High. They need something here, down four. 6-2, Lady Spartans. They were down early last night against May South. They were down early against Bishop Carroll. They're down 6-2, 3:33 to play, opening quarter. 3-2 zone for May South. Up top to Kermer. Kermer's got to go to work. Kermer about three steps behind the college three-point line here at White. Kermer looking to attack in the lane. Teardrop from 13. It's an air ball. Rebound Singate. And he poked away. And Kermer missed from point blank right side. Rebound picked up by May South. We near 3 minutes to play opening quarter. Lady Spartans down four. In the Brunton, turnaround jumper from the left block. Too strong. Ryan Peak with the rebound. Emporia High cold shooting. They're 0 of 6. May South 3 of 10 from the field. Emporia High getting out. Rebound at 7-6. They're down 6-2. 2:46 to play opening quarter. Bennett at the top. Bounce pass Ryan. Ryan taking the cup right side. Missed it, but Ryan will go to the free throw line for two free throws with 2:41 to play in the opening quarter. It'll be the second team foul on May South. They will get it on Ava Halley. That is her first team foul, number two. Ryan picked the line. Ryan struggled at the line last night, was 1 of 6. Ryan, 58%. Got to make every free throw tonight. First one for Ryan, it's short. Tegan Baker in, 5'5 senior. As Shively will come out. Skylar Seals, 5'5. Elizabeth Lashley in for Mae South, 5 junior. Howley Peters, and also in for Mae South is Aaliyah Singate, 5'9 sophomore. Ryan second on the way, good. Ryan converts one of two. She'll lead the lineup. Kyla Herkins in, 5'9 senior. 6'3 Mae South, 2:41 to play first quarter. And Emporia High going to bring some press, full court press. The Singate sisters played for Shelley Hoyt last year, and they were a Class 3A state qualifier. They were a 2A state qualifier here this year, lost in the opening round. Here's Singate. Ashley Singate gets it to her younger sister, Aaliyah. Aaliyah Singate deflected it. Pass was intended for Brunton. Deflected off Herkins. Stays with Mae South. 2:32 to play first quarter. Lady Spartans down 3, 6-3. Ashley Singate will play it in for Mae South. Inbounds to the right block. It is, here's a deflected pass. Loose on the floor. Picked up by Kramer. Here comes Emporia High. They can get it to one or tie it. To which in the cup right side? No, but a foul called. It's a block. It's the 13th foul on Mae South. DeWitt will go to the line for two. Foul is on Skylar Seals, who had 24 last night against Aquinas. And Bulldog Jr. will shoot two free throws. DeWitt on the season, 70%. These are big free throws. First from DeWitt is nothing but net. DeWitt is into the book, and she can cut it to one. As Emporia High now 4 of 5 from the stripe, but are 0 of 6 from the field. Ava Halley back in for Mae South. Kaylee Brunton will sit out. DeWitt had 7 last night. Second one for Bulldog Jr. That's too strong. Rebound loose. Picked up by Herkins. Put back. No. Rebound Halley. Kyla went with an underhook move to try to lay it up. And Mae South with it, leading 6-4, 2:09 to play, opening quarter. Singate now here near wing is Lashley. Now Aaliyah Singate with a touch, Kermer is on her. Skip pass, Lashley right wing, Bennett's on her, Emporia High man-to-man. Here is Seals, the shooter from last night. Howley, left wing, a three. Yes, it's nothing but net. Ava Howley has 5, did not score last night. And the lead has grown to 5, the largest for Mae South, 9-4. And a foul, a travel called on Baker, driving right baseline to the cup. As Bella Peters back in for Mae South, Lashley will sit down. Shively quickly off the Emporia High bench, as Bennett will get a breather. Well, Emporia High with 2 turnovers already, 0 of 7 from the field, but 4 of 6 from the charity stripe. They're getting out rebounded 8-7. Mae South 4 of 11 from the field. Full court press as Singate gets it across the timeline here near full court. Singate to the cup right side, laid it up and in. Ashley Singate. That's her first basket. The lead is 7. Emporia High down 7. 1:23 to play opening quarter. Here's Baker, near corner. Baker at the right elbow, kicks it to Kermer. Kermer looking to go to work. Here's a left elbow shot for Addy. It's off the back iron. Rebound loose. It's picked up by Howley for Mae South. Well, Emporia High needs a stand. They get in. Aaliyah Singate. Teardrop. No. Too strong. DeWitt rebound. Emporia High looking to push. They don't have numbers. DeWitt, right wing. As they'll back it up. Under a minute to play first quarter. Lady Spartans down 7, 11-4. Addy Kermer in between the circles, 3-2 zone for Mae South. Kermer at the top. Now the Shively left side. AJ, now the Kermer. Addy with 40 seconds to play opening quarter. Lady Spartans down 7, 11-4. Kermer, entry pass out to DeWitt, right corner 3. It's in and out. Rebound Herkins, put back block by Singate. It's tied up. Possession is Emporia High's, though. It was a good look from DeWitt in the, here in the near corner. It just went in and out, but Herkins had the offensive rebound and missed the stick back. Now Emporia High, now 0 of 10 from the field. As Sophie Hurley back in, as Ashley Singate will sit down. The final 28.2. Emporia High needs something to try to cut into the 7-point deficit. Up top, here's Shively, far corner. AJ out to Baker, left wing. Here's Herkins, right wing, entry pass. Loose and a foul. on May South. That is the 14th foul on May South. They will get Howley. That is her second. Team foul number four. It is ball out of bounds. Front and back in for May South as Howley will sit down. Who knows how long she'll be on the bench playing with those two fouls. Baker to Trigger in for Emporia High. Inbounds out to Kermer, left wing. Kermer steps in, 15-footer switch. Kermer is into the book. It's down to 5, 11-6. May South, 13 seconds of play, opening quarter. Brunton, left-handed dribble, now switches to a right across the timeline. Seals, left wing, a three. No, it's short. Rebound, Herkins, 4 seconds. Emporia High got to go. Kermer going to heave it from half court. It's on the way. It drew the backboard. Good look for Kermer. That'll do it for the first. 11-6, May South. We go to the second in a minute. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection, 2721 West 15th, serving the Emporia High Spartans for over 40 years. By Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Call them at 342-2613. Thurston's Plus is a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial Emporia, Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto, your tire professionals and Polaris experts. See them at 806 East 12th in Emporia, next to the water tower. By Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician, who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Pizza Ranch. It's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans!
KVOE, live and local.
Well, a terrible shooting quarter. Just not anything dropping for Emporia High in quarter number one. They go 1 of 11 from the field, but they still trail 11-6. May South with the ball out of the quarter break. Ashley Singate, now Aaliyah Singate, right wing. Singate up top to Hurley. They swing around. Ashley Singate here. Here's Bella Peters at the top of the key. Entry pass into Aaliyah Singate. Left-handed low post shot is up and good for Aaliyah Singate. Her first point, and the lead is back to 7 for May South. 13-6, 7:35 play, second quarter. May South now 40% from the field, 6 of 15. Emporia High needs something to drop. Spin move for DeWitt out the free throw line. DeWitt out to Ryan. Now Addy Kermer behind the back dribble. Now Bennett right wing. Starting five back out there for Emporia High. Here is Kermer. Skip pass. Loose on the floor. Picked up by Peek. Ryan two attacking. And a foul on Aaliyah Singate. And Ryan Peek will shoot two. First foul of quarter number two. It's on Aaliyah Singate for May South. That is her first, team foul number one. As Ryan Peek will shoot two free throws. Ryan, one of two already. First one on the way. Too strong. Emporia High was 13 of 26 last night against Bishop Carroll. And right now, 4 of 7. They hit all their free throws. This is a different, closer game. Second one for Ryan is good. Ryan converts on one of two. It's 13-7 May South. 7:07 to play, second quarter. Bella Peters in the far corner. May South moving from right to left. As I view it here courtside, Wyattorium. Ashley Singate here near side full court. Singate at the top. Now to Bella Peters swinging at Hurley far corner. Now back to Peters. Now at top, Brunton. Ava Howley not in there for May South. She has two fouls. Here's Bella Peters, right wing. Lindsey Herkins encouraging Lee Spartans to bring the defense. Two at a time and a stop. May South to reset. 6:30 to play, first half. Lady Spartans down 6, 13-7. Singate resets. Now to Brunton. Here near side. Now Bella Peters in between the circles. Entry pass into Aaliyah Singate. Let's get pass into Ashley Singate. Layup right side is good. Ashley Singate with 4. And May South out with their largest lead now at 15-7. Nearing the 6-minute mark to play here in the first half. Emporia High needs something big. Here's Bennett in the lane. Bounce pass to DeWitt in the far corner. DeWitt dribbles it up front to Kermer. Kermer left wing of 3. It is in and out. And in! Kermer hit it. Kermer with five. That's a volley net. Five for three. They needed something big. And Kermer with five. It's down to five. And Kermer almost poked away. Leah Singate, a jumper. It's a brick. Rebound, Ryan Peake. Emporia High can get it to within two on this possession. They trail it 15-10. 5.5 to play in the second quarter. Here's low post right side. Kermer at the top. Kermer teardrop from 14. Short, and Kermer will get two. And Emporia High has not been called with a team foul here in this game. They will get Bella Peters. That is her first team foul, number two. Addie Kermer aligned. Addie 75%. Kermer takes a couple dribbles, spins it. First one on the way, nothing but net. Kermer with six, looking to get it to three as DeWitt and Shively out as Addison Gutierrez checks in for the first time. 5'7 senior and Baker back in for Emporia High. One more for Kermer looking for a 7 point. Ice to Mark on the second. It's in and out. Rebound picked up by Addison Davey, a 6'3 freshman in for May South. 5:20 to play here, opening half. Lady Spartans down 4, 15-11. Here is Davey at the top of the key, 6'3". Like Avery Lowe, who played for May South last year, now playing for 4A State. Here is Bella Peters here near wing. And now at the top, Bennett's on her. Bennett bringing it. Now Singate with a touch right wing against Tegan Baker. Under 5 to play, first half. Lady Spartans down 15-11. Singate to the cup right side. They wave off the shot. It's a foul on Emporia High, the first team foul. And the first foul called on the Lady Spartans. That is on Baker, her first team foul, number one in quarter number two. Ashley Singate will inbound to the right of her own bucket. Inbound to her sister, Aaliyah Singate. Now Davey at the top. Entry pass and a foul from behind. Baker just picked up number one. She fouled Singate from behind. Well, Carolyn Dorsey got a gamble here. Do you keep one of your best defenders in there who just picked up two fouls in a matter of seconds? Hurley to inbound. Inbound to Aaliyah Singate, right side. Now Hurley, right baseline. Hurley bounce pass to Peters. Deflected it right into the Emporia High bench. And a turnover for May South. And for May South, that is their first turnover of the game. Now Emporia High has the basketball down four. They can get it to two or one. Addie Kermer with it. Now to Gutierrez. Back to Kermer. Addie gets it to Gutierrez. Swing it right corner. That's Bennett. Gutierrez back with it. Now Baker. Now to Gutierrez. DeWitt to the table for Emporia High. Shively joins her. Here's Bennett. Right corner. Bennett deflected. Loose. It's picked up by Singate. Bennett's pass was too much deep and she fouled Singate. And for many, that is her first team foul, number three. Shively and DeWitt in for Emporia High. Bennett and Baker sit down. Peters out as Seals back in for May South. 4:15 to play, first half. Ladies down 4-11. Lady Spartans have scored the last 4 points of the game. Here is Seals. Seals was a JV MVP for May South last year. 41% from the field entering the state tournament. Ashley Singate with it in between the circles. Under four to play, first half. Lady Spartans down 15-11. Here's Hurley, right wing. Now Davey with it against Ryan Peake. Entry pass, Singate. Singate kicks it out, Hurley far corner. Now Davey with it. They swing at the Seals in between the circles. Top of the key. Left-handed dribble for Seals. Shively's on her. A.J. poked it away from Hurley for a moment, but Hurley tracked it down. Hurley gets to the Seals. Seals left baseline in the Singate. Left side is good. Ashley Singate has six, and the lead is back to six for May South. That's 17-11, 3:25 to play, first half. Addie Kermer at the top. Kermer looking to go to work to the cup. She's fouled. It's a block. It's a 13 foul on May South. It's ball out of bounds with 3:20 to play here in the first half. Foul is on Hurley. That is her first. Team foul number three. Perkins in for Emporia High. Ryan Peake out. And they did say it was a shooting foul. They said Kermer was in the act. Well, now they're going to say it was on the floor. I thought it was on the floor, and then Kermer thought she was going to go to the free throw line, though. Running back in as Davey will sit down for May South. Well, Emporia High can get within four or three on this possession. DeWitt's inbound to the left of her own bucket. Inbounds to Kermer, left wing. Addy looking to go to work at the free throw line. Now Shively, right baseline. AJ needs some help. Gets it to DeWitt at the top. Now Addy Kermer. Addy Kermer. Kermer gets it to Gutierrez. So we near the 3 minute mark to play here in the opening half. Lady Spartan down six, 17-11. Here's DeWitt, left wing. Kermer at the top. Kermer has hit a three tonight. DeWitt looking to attack this. Cut left side, missed the bunny. Rebound, loose, out of bounds. Last touch by Singate. He'll stay with Emporia High. David Pearson, 5'6 senior, as Gutierrez will sit out. 2:52 to play here, first half. Lady Spartans down 6, 17-11. They do have the arrow as well. Kermer will look to inbound. Inbounds up front to DeWitt. Bulldog Jr. looking to go to work. Here's Shively. Right, left wing, now Kermer. Kermer in the lane, teardrop from 12. No, rebound Shively. Gets it to DeWitt. DeWitt to the cup, left side, left. No, rebound picked up, and Shively, and they get a jump ball. Possession is Emporia High. AJ knew the arrow was in favor of the black, red, and white. And Emporia High retains possession, down 6. 17-11, May South, 2:37 to play here in the first half. Shively will do the honors to the left, her own bucket. Bounce pass into Zeta. Zeta, turnaround jumper. It's off the glass and in from the left block. Low post. Zeta Pearson checks in and gets an immediate impact. Here's Singate at left, right side. No. Aaliyah Singate will shoot free throws for May South. It cut the deficit to 4. They will get Zeta Pearson with a foul. That's her first. Team foul number 4 on Emporia High. And Aaliyah Singate will shoot 2 free throws. She was 0 of 1 last night against Aquinas. Had 4 points. First one, too strong. That's a big miss for May South. One more for Singate to try to extend the lead back to 5. Second one on the way. In and out. Rebound Zeta Pearson loose. Zeta got it, and it's a jump ball. May South has it on the arrow. And those two free throws from Aaliyah Singate were the first free throws of the game for May South. Now Emporia High out rebounding May South 15-11. Emporia High shooting 19% from the field. And inbounds. This is Aaliyah Singate now to her sister Ashley at the left elbow. 2:18 to play first half. Lady Spartans down 4. Looking for a stand here to try to maybe get back within one possession as we approach halftime here in this 5A state semifinal. Leah Ashley Singate gets to the Hurley. Now here Seals, left wing, a 3. No, it's short. Rebound Singate. Aaliyah Singate with a stick back left side. Aaliyah Singate with 4. It's back to 6. 19-13. Emporia High didn't box out on that offensive board. Lady Spartans down 6, 19-13, 1:45 to play, first half. Emporia High needs something here. Zeta Pearson at the left elbow, bounce pass to Shively, and the pass was too much juice by Zeta, and it's a turnover for Emporia High, their fourth. Bella Peters back in for May South, as Hurley will sit out. Well, Emporia High is trailed by as many as 8. They need a stop here, down 19-13 with 1:33 to play here in the opening half. Winner to play Seaman tomorrow at 6:15. Loser gets Andover at 2. Singate missed a shot. Offensive foul called! Singate got called with the offensive foul. I believe Shively was in there. Singate, her first, team foul number 4. As Pearson out, as Bennett back in, Ryan Peek also back in, as Herkins will come out. And a big stand for Emporia High. They are down 6 at 19-13, 1:25 to play first half. Trying to get this to within 2 possessions, 3-2 zone for May South. Here's DeWitt, right side full court. Bulldog Jr. bounce back to Kermer. Kermer at the top of the key, Spartan student section getting into it. Kermer in the lane, teardrop from 10. Yes! Kermer hit it, she's got 8. It's down to 4. 19-15, nearing a minute to play here in the first half. 2 at a time and a stop. Here is Singate across the timeline. Here's a pick by Aaliyah Singate. Singate to the floor, no foul call. Next foul committed by either team will put him in the bonus here in the final minute of the first half. Bella Peters, right wing. Peters looking to attack. Skip pass, seals, left wing, a three. It's a rainbow. She hit five trifectas last night. That's a big one here. Seals this into the book. It's a seven-point Mays South lead. 22-15, under 30 seconds of play here in the first half. And Emporia High will go for one here, down seven. Bennett in between the circles, dribbles over to her left with 15. Well, some adjustments are going to have to be made here for Emporia High. 8 seconds. Minnie looking to go to the cup and a foul. And it's two free throws with 6.2 remaining here in the first half. But who will be shooting? It's a foul away from the ball. It's on Aaliyah Singate. That's her second. Team foul number five. Minnie will go to the free throw line. Minnie, 57%. And how big are two free throws here to try to cut it to five? Minnie, 57%. Eyes to mark on the first. It's nothing but net. Her first point. Burley back in for Mays South. As Aaliyah Singate will sit out. They had six on the floor. Yes, Aaliyah Singate will sit out. Minnie looking for one more to cut the deficit to five. Here with 6.2 seconds remaining here in the half. Second one for Minnie, nothing but net. Zeta Pearson back in for Kermer. 6.2 to remaining here in the half. Lady Spartans down 5, 22-17. Hurley will inbound, and here is some press. Inbound to Singate. Singate with four. Singate with three across the timeline. Singate puts it up. No. Rebound Ryan Peek. And no foul called. That will do it for the first half. Lady Spartans down 5, 22-17. The Mays South. The Long Bind All Plaza halftime show is next. Lady Spartans down 5 at 22-17. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Shoal Construction. Serving the Emporia area with roofing, siding, gutters, and windows. Contact Shoal Construction 620-591-2907 online at shoalroofing.com. The Flint Hills Mall, a convenient option for your new or growing retail business. To learn more about becoming a mall tenant, call 620-342-4631 or visit flinthillsmall.com. And Walburn's Roofing, your local roofing and guttering expert. Contact Brian Walburn for a free estimate, 620-366-1310. A healthy roof is a healthy home.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. Where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. By John North Ford, Lincoln and Nissan, sales, parts, and service since 1963. By Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where it's all about the meat. And by the RV Dock, 618 Industrial Road, repairs for your RV for over 24 years.
This is Emporia High Spartan Basketball. It's time for the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by longbineauto.com. Back to the gymnasium, here's Dylan Sherwood.
Back at Wyatt Auditorium, as Emporia High has some work to do, down 22-17 here at the break at Wyatt Auditorium. With studio coordinator Connie Osorio, I'm Dylan Sherwood. We will get to our stats here in a few moments. We got to wait until they make copies of the stat sheet, and then we will get to our stats. So, real quickly, just some first half thoughts. Emporia High has not led in the game, but Emporia High has been able to go to the free throw line here in this one. But Mays South has been attacking to the bucket. Emporia High struggled from the field after shooting 1 of 11 from the free field and 4 of 6 at the free throw line in the first quarter. Mays South with 5 of 14 after 1. So we will get the first half stats here in just a few moments. But this is a big halftime adjustment now for Carolyn Dorsey and company as they trail 22-17. This is the second ABCTL 1 team that they have played here this season. And they beat Derby. They came from 11 down at halftime against Derby in the semifinals of the Glacier's Edge tournament. So it's capable for this group. But, I mean, it's a manageable deficit right now. They trail by 5, 22-17. You know the adjustments are going to be made. And you know a run to start the second half would be huge for this group. We will get our halftime stats here in just a moment, but let's get a break in. 22-17, May South leading here in the break at Y Auditorium. We're back after this with more here on the Long Binaural Plaza Halftime Show. This is Lady Spartan Basketball.
At Longmine Auto Plaza in Emporia, our March Savings Mania event is here. During Chevy truck season, you'll get $7,000 below MSRP on a new 2024 Silverado 1500 LTZ with trade-in of select Chevy models. Plus, purchase any vehicle, get 5 free throw attempts for an extra $100 savings up to $500. Come see us at Longmine Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us at longmineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. All rebates assigned to dealer, tax and fees extra. See dealer for full details.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pete Euler. For great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler. By Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment today by calling or texting 620-344-4197. And by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Clark Alamein II, attorney at law, representing the injured and accused in the Emporia and surrounding area for over 18 years. Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. And the Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans.
KVOE, live and local.
Welcome back to Y Auditorium. Let's do our game stats. Our halftime stats are brought to you by Robert's Blue Barnett Funeral Home. Carry on the trust and tradition since 1928. First for May South. Leading the way is Ashley Singate with 6. Ava Howley with 5, but didn't play a lot of that second quarter as she had picked up her second foul late in the first quarter. She has 5 points and 4 rebounds. 4 from Aaliyah Singate, 3 from Skylar Seals, that was a big 3, and 2 each, Bella Peters and Kaylee Brunton. May South is 10 of 22 from the field, that's 46%. They were 2 of 7 from 3, that is 29%. They were 0 of 2 at the line. They had 12 rebounds and had 3 turnovers. For Emporia High, 8 from Maddie Kermer, 2 each Ryan Peek, Emil Bennett, Lexa Shively, and Zeta Pearson, 1 Lexi DeWitt. Emporia High, 4 of 17 from the field after starting the game 1 of 11. They went 3 of 6 from the field in the second quarter. They're 4 of 17 for 24%. They were 1 of 5 from 3 for 20%. Emporia High goes 8 of 12 from the line, 67%. 16 rebounds led by a team high 5 from Ryan Peek. And Emporia High had 4 turnovers as the Lady Spartans are back on the floor here at Y Auditorium. Those are your game stats. Your halftime stats are brought to you by Robert's Blue Barnett Funeral Home, carrying on the trust and tradition since 1928. Real quickly, the Lebo boys will be playing for a state championship tomorrow as they defeated Axtell earlier this evening, 45-38. And at halftime in Great Bend, the Lebo girls leading Wallace County 16-13. So we got one area team in the state championship looking to get a second, maybe even a third, but Emporia High has work to do. Well, real quickly, fans, the entire KVOE network of stations is streaming online and now on one page. Listen to any of our stations at kvoe.com/listen. And can't listen to the game, follow KVOE AM 1400 on Twitter. Go to facebook.com/KVOE News for scoring updates throughout the game. Brought to you by Goods Cash Saver and Country Mart. Real quickly, let's recap what's gone on here at White today. It has been upset central here with 3 lower seeds advancing to the state championship games. On the boys' side, Cape and Mount Carmel defeating Highland Park 67-64 in overtime. They'll get Piper to defeat May South 61-55. Seaman will get the winner of this one. They defeat Andover 49-45. Lucerne will get Andover tomorrow at 2. Well, I know Emporia High would love to be playing that final game tomorrow. They have work to do. They are down 5, and this group can do it. They have done the unthinkable. They did the unthinkable in the Glacier's Edge semifinal when they were down 13 at the end of the second quarter against Derby. Won their 7th straight game that night. They came from 11 down at half. They're down 5 here, 22-17. We go to the third after this. This has been the Long Bine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. The third quarter is next. Lady Spartans need to go to work. They're down 5, 22-17 to May South. We're back after this. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
At Long Bine Auto Plaza in Emporia, our March Savings Mania event is here. During Chevy truck season, you'll get $7,000 below MSRP on a new 2024 Silverado 1500 LTZ with trade-in of select Chevy models. Plus, purchase any vehicle, get 5 free-throw attempts for an extra $100 savings up to $500. Come see us at Long Bine Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us at longbineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. All rebates assigned to dealer, tax and fees extra. See dealer for full details.
This has been the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by longbineauto.com. The second half is next. This is Emporia High Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Good's Cash Saver. Home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember to get it at Good's. By Long Pine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by longpineauto.com. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
KVOE, live and local.
Well, we're about to start the second half here from White Auditorium. As Emporia High with work to do, down 22-17. They're starting 5 back out. It's Peak, Kermer, Bennett, DeWitt, and Shively. Emporia High will have the basketball at midcourt across the way. They are in the roadblocks with the white lettering and the white and red trim. Emporia across the chest. May South in their home whites, black lettering and the black and red trim with Lady Mavs across the chest. Emporia High will go from right to left. They'll move to my left towards the north here at White Auditorium. And Emporia High needs something here, down 5. Don't necessarily need to get a 3 here. If you get a 2 here, cuts to the 3. It's be the closest it's been in a while. Here's Bennett baseline, left side. Bennett trapped, and a foul for Carolyn Dorsey. Carolyn Dorsey just called the foul of the game. It'll be ball out of bounds right in front of the Spartan cheerleaders and student section. I believe it's a 30. And it's a 30, and let's just keep it right here. And once again, fancy entire KVOE network of stations is streaming online now on one page. Listen to any of our stations at kvoe.com/listen. I want to bring this up again. This activity is being brought to you by the station, its advertisers, and the member schools of the Kansas State High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the express written permission of the KSHSAA. Bennett to trigger in. Out of the 30-second timeout from Emporia High. Inbounds to Kermer near wing. Kermer gets to the DeWitt right side. Now Kermer with it at the top of the key. A little 1-2-2 look for May South. DeWitt with it. DeWitt looking to attack right side to the cup right side. She traveled with it going to the cup right side. And only the 5th turnover against the Lady Spartans. Well, now you need a stand. Down 5, 30 seconds into quarter number 3. May South with the 5-point advantage at 22-17. Here is Singate. Now to Brunton. It is Singate, Brunton, Howley, Peters, and Hurley. Peters with it, right wing against Bennett. Peters gets it to Hurley, left wing. Right-handed dribble at the top of the key. DeWitt's on her. Now Howley with it, left wing. Trying to get it back to Singate. Howley needs some help baseline. Now left, right wing. This is Peters. Peters against Bennett. Peters out to Hurley. Hurley looking to attack at the left elbow. Hands it off to Singate. 6:47 to play, third quarter. Lady Spartans down 22-17. Looking for a stand here. First possession of the second half for May South. There's a screen by Howley. Here is Singate in the lane. Teardrop on the way. She traveled. Just at the MIAA logo, or the MIAA lettering in the lane to the right, basket to our right. Well, Emporia High got the stop, and that is turnover number four against May South. Emporia High with the basketball, down five. 22-17, 6:23 to play, third stanza. From White Auditorium in this 5A state semifinal. Kermer, now to Shively right baseline. AJ to Peak, out to Bennett Tuck. Minnie, teardrop from 15, it rattled out. Rebound Howley, it was a good look for Minnie. Well, now Emporia High needs another stop. Singate, right elbow, kicks out, wide open, 3-4. Peters, too strong out the back iron. Rebound tapped in the hands of Peters. Second chance for May South. Howley got it, deflected by Kermer. Emporia High with it. Kermer looking to bring out the floor. Kermer inside the arc, left side. Kermer, step back, left corner three. Too strong. Rebound, Bennett, but it's picked off by Singate. Singate looking to bring out the floor. DeWitt, layup right side, is missing by Singate. Rebound loose. Loose on the floor. Picked up by who? It is picked up by Bennett. And it's a jump ball, but May South has it on the arrow. And the Emporia faithful behind us don't love it. Baker in for Kermer. Bringing Baker back in for defense. Give Addie Kermer a little breather. 5.5 to play here, third quarter. Lady Spartans still down 5 at 22-17. Nobody has scored here in the second half. Here's Singate, a skip pass. Peters, left corner. Peters, right-handed dribble, looking to go to work. Swing it to Singate, right wing. Singate against DeWitt. Singate, left-handed dribble in the lane. Teardrop on the way. It's off the glass and in. Off the window and in. Singate with 8. The lead is back to 7 for May South. 24-17, 5 minutes to play, third quarter. Spin move for Shively out to DeWitt, right wing. Now the peak at the top. Ryan, shot fake. Ryan out to Shively, right wing. AJ in the lane, layup left side. It crawled in. AJ with 4, it's back to 5. 24-19, May South. 4:43 to play, third quarter. Herkins to the table. Aaliyah Singate also there. Emporia High looking for a stand. Kermer back to the table as well. Emporia High looking for a stand. Here is Peters, left corner of 3. No. Long rebound chased down by Singate. Singate right baseline. Up top to Hurley. Hurley at the right elbow. Hurley almost got poked away. Here's Singate. Singate spin move. Layup right side. It crawled in. Singate in double figures with 10. It's back to 7 again. 26-19. 4:11 to play, third quarter. Here's Baker. Baker looking to go to work. Out to Brian Peak. Right wing, a 3. It's short. Rebound Singate and a foul on Shively. AJ's first. Team foul number 1. Now Kermer and Herkins in. As Peak and DeWitt will sit down. Well, Emporia High was 1 of 5 from 3 in the first half. Now they need a stop here. Halfway gone by here, third quarter. Lady Spartans down 7 at 26-19. Every answer Emporia High has had, May South has answered right back. Here's Singate out to Hurley. Left corner, a 3. It's off the heel of the iron. Rebound, Aaliyah Singate against Kermer, right baseline. Now Hurley, right wing against Shively. Emporia High looking for that stand. Here's Peters inside the arc right side. Now Singate with the right wing against Baker. Ben Hamilton resets his offense under 3.5 to play third quarter. Lady Spartans down 7 at 26-19. You knew this was going to be a defensive battle in this one in the semifinal. May South with a lot of confidence, upsetting the 7-time defending state champs last night. Singate with it, left side full court. Now Howley with it. Howley against Herkins, and a foul on Emporia High. He got a push. A Singate to the floor. Foul is on Kermer. That's her first. Team foul number 2. DeWitt comes in for Emporia High. Shively will sit down. Peters out, seals back in. Howley to play it right in front of her own student section. May South trying to get their largest lead on this possession. Emporia High looking for a stand. Here's Singate, right wing, looking to feed it into Howley. Howley in the lane, under the basket. Now Leah Singate, left baseline, teardrop from 12. Rattles out. Perkins up for that rebound. It's loose. And a foul on May South. Emporia High will have it in the backcourt. First foul on the Lady Mavs. That's on Howley, and that's her third. Foul number one. Well, Emporia High looking to answer here, trying to get within five again. They trail 26-19, 2:42 to play, third quarter. Bennett in front court, gets to the Baker. Back to Bennett in near the timeline at the top. Here is DeWitt, left-handed dribble. DeWitt hands it off, Kermer, top of the key. Kermer, step back, top of the key, three. It's off. Rebound Baker, offensive rebound for Emporia High. And a foul. No, it's a jump ball. Possession arrow is Emporia High. They wanted a foul. Wow. Tony Evans, Ben Booth, Jason Albora called it a tie-up. And it's Emporia High ball, though, on the arrow. Inbound to Kermer, right corner. DeWitt to the floor, no foul. Kermer right wing, now Baker in the right corner, far corner. Bennett at the free throw line, steps in, 13-footer. It's short. Singate with the rebound, out of bounds. It's off of Emporia High. It looked like it was off Singate. 2:11 to play, third quarter. 26-19. These officials are calling it tight. It feels like at Manhattan again. Ashley Singate going to be a Lady Grizzly next year for Mike Helmer. Here's Seals with it. Seals palming called. She took a dribble with the right hand, got called with palming. Turnover number five, number six on May South. Shively in for Herkins. Baker also out. Has Peek back in. Emporia High needs something. It was 22-17. May South has outscored Emporia High 4-2. Emporia High 22% from the field at 5 of 23. May South 12 of 29 for 42%. Neil Bennett with it. Gets to the Shively in between the circles. Now DeWitt with it here near wing. 1:40 to play, third quarter. Lady Spartans down 7. Entry pass. Too much juice on that pass. It was deflected. It stays with Emporia High. Well, thought Emporia High caught a break. Ashley Singate deflected it. Kermer will inbound with 1:35 to play, third stanza. Inbound to DeWitt. Left corner at 3. It's short. It's an air ball. Rebound to Leah Singate. Gets to their older sister Ashley across the timeline. Singate looking to Seals. Left corner wants a 3. And it hit it. Nothing but net. Seals hit 5 from 3 last night. And she has 6. 2 huge 3s for the May South junior, and the largest lead now for May South is 10. 29-19, a minute 22 to play, third quarter. Full timeout for May South. Let's get a 30 in. Emporia High down 10. 29-19, 1:22 to play, third quarter. We're back at 30. This is Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by ValuNet Fiber. Always available, always fast, and always reliable. By Robert's Blue Barnett Funeral Home, carrying on the trust and tradition since 1928. And by Mr. G's Express Car Wash. Get unlimited car washes for as little as $21.99 per month. Mr. G's Express Car Wash at the corner of 6th and Prairie in Emporia.
KVOE, live and local.
Well, Emporia High was down 5 at the break. Now May South with a 10-point advantage here in this 5A state semifinal, trying to get to the state championship game to face Seaman. Loser gets Andover, and that's not going to be an easy chore for Emporia High. May South looking to avenge a 10-point loss to the Lady Spartans last year in the sub-state final. Addie Kermer gets it to Emil Bennett right side full court. Many across the timeline. Bounce past Ryan Peek. Now Kermer with it. Kermer, teardrop, left elbow. Crawls in. Big bucket for Emporia High. Kermer with 10. It's down to 8. Entry pass, Aaliyah Singate, right high in the lip. It crawled in. Aaliyah Singate from Seals. 6 for Singate. The Singate sisters have 16 of the 31. Kermer, a teardrop. It's off the glass and in. A crazy underhanded hook shot. For Kermer, she's got 12. Back to 8. 31-23. 44 seconds to play, third quarter. Emporia High looking for a stand. Maybe trying to get within 6. But maybe May South looking to go for one here. Singate looking to dribble this one out. Under 30 seconds to play here, third quarter. 31-23 in favor of May South. They've led throughout this game. Hurley with it in between the circles, stop the key against Shively. Here's Fields. Two big threes for her in this one. Had 5 big ones last night. Against Aquinas. Singate. Singate looking to go to work with 7. Singate in the Hurley or Howley left right side. Good. She's got 7. Back to 10. Minia heave. Right side. It drew iron. But that'll do it for the third. Emporia High down 10. 33-23. We go to the fourth in a moment. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you by Country Mart 1020 Merchants. From their fresh meat cut and wrapped on site to fresh produce, deli, and bakery, get in, get out, and get on with your day. The Emporia Public Schools, they build futures. And by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger, it's your future, let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you by Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. By Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th. And by Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop into your local Nextech Wireless to see how they can support all your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas.
KVOE, live and local.
Well, Emporia High has some work to do here in the final 8 minutes of this state semifinal. They trail 33-23 to May South. And May South looking to continue their dream run. This is their third trip to state in the past 6 years. And the last two times they have been eliminated in the first round by Aquinas. Here is Seals. Seals got poked away for a moment. Emporia High bring it. Seals looking to go to the cup left side. Foul. And Seals will shoot 2 free throws. With 7:41 remaining in this contest. Foul is on Ryan Peake, her first. Team foul number 1, Seals to the line. Seals with 6 points, 2 big threes, first one good. She was 7 of 7 last night against Aquinas at the charity stripe. And May South with its largest lead now at 11. Spins it, second one on the way, good, hit them both. Skylar Seals has 8 off the bench. It is 35-23, May South. 7:36 remaining, and Minnie threw it right in the Seals' hands. Seals in the Singate. Singate in the lane, lost it, picked up by Hurley. Low post right side, and a foul on Emporia High. Well, Emporia High cannot lose their composure here, trailing by 12 now. Foul is on Shively. That is her second. Team foul number 2. Baker in for Bennett. Seals will inbound to the right of the scorer's table. Inbounds to Singate. Here, right wing. Left-handed dribble. DeWitt is on her. DeWitt. Singate floater from 13. No. Ryan Peake rebound. Emporia High got to go. Down 12. Plenty of time. Remember, the Emporia High boys were down 20 against Andover Central and came back and tied the game. Here's Baker at the right elbow. Now out to Ryan Peake. Right wing, Kermer. Kermer dribbles it back out. Minute and fourth quarter. Lady Spartans down 12. Kermer to club left side. Missed it. Rebound loose. Picked up by Shively. Shively Fuller. Yes, and the foul. The hoop and the arm for AJ. She's got 6. Trying to get the and one. Foul is on Howley. That's her fourth. team foul number one on Maysow. And AJ can cut it to nine. Can this be the spark for the Lady Spartans? Brunton back in for Howley. The free throw for AJ is too strong. Ryan Peek loose as the rebound was picked up by Maysow. Here's Singletary, baseball pass, almost stolen by Emporia High, but Hurley picked it in across the timeline. Leah Singletary with it. Now Hurley, Emporia High looking for a stand. They are down 35-25. 6:36 to play. Seals, left baseline. Deflected, stolen by Kermer. Kermer looking to go all the way in transition. Layup, blocked by Singletary. No foul called. And now a foul as Singletary got bumped into by Shively. For AJ, that's her third. Team foul number three. As Bennett back in for Emporia High. Kermer will sit down. Pearson in. Shively will sit down. Peters back in. Seals out. Well, Emporia High still going to press here. Down 10 with 6:23 to play. 35-25. Peters will duty honors the inbound and backcourt. Inbound to Brunt. Here's Peek. Trying to bring some pressure. The 10 count is on. Peters gets it to Hurley across the timeline. Hurley and a foul on Emporia High. That is the 14th foul here on the Lady Spartans here in quarter number four. Foul is on Baker. That's her third. Next foul committed by Emporia High puts Maysow at the line the remainder of the game. Hurley will inbound to the left of her own bucket. Inbounds to Brunton, left wing. Entry pass into Singletary. Singletary in the lane. Singletary out to Peters, right wing, a three. No. Rebound Baker. Emporia High got to go. Down 10, 35-25. 6 minutes to play. Still plenty of time. Baker left wing. Shot fake. Ryan Peek left corner. Wide open for three. It's short. Rebound track down by Ryan, though. Emporia High resets. Baker left wing. Shot fake. Baker gets to the Ryan Peek left wing. Ryan attacks. Floater on the way. Rouse in for Ryan. Ryan with four. It's down to eight. 35-27. Maysow. 5:42 to play. Timeout. Emporia High 30. Let's keep it right here. Well, Emporia High now extending that shooting percentage to 9 of 31. They are 8 of 13 from the line. If they hit all those throws, this could be a three-point game. Maysow currently 15 of 34 from the field for 44%. Maysow 2 of 4 at the line. Emporia High getting out-rebounded right now, 23-22. For Maysow, it is Seals, Peters, Brunton, and the Singletary sisters. Emporia High sends out Bennett, DeWitt, Baker, Pearson, and Peek. Emporia High going to bring the full court pressure. Here down eight. They have been, the closest they've been is three. Ashley Singletary inbounds to Bella Peters. Peters gets to the Seals. Emporia High still bring it. Here's Singletary. Singletary, right-handed dribble across the timeline. Trap poked away, and a reach-in on Emporia High. And Maysow will shoot the final 5:34. Tegan Baker's fourth. 15 foul. And Ashley Singletary will shoot two free throws. Coming into the state tournament, 80%. For the future Butler Community College Grizzly. First one is switched home. She's got 11. Shively in as Baker will come out. The lead is 9. Kermer to the table. She'll come in for Shively. Or no, Zeta will come out. Singletary looking for her 12th point. Came to Maysow from Eureka. Second one. Switched home. Maysow now 4-6 from the line. Lead is back to 10. 37-27. 5.5 remaining. Here's Ryan Peek. Ryan spins. Ryan hook shot. Right side, no. Rebound. Singletary out of bounds. It's staying with Emporia High with 5:22 remaining. And now, Brunton maybe some tears. I think she got bumped into. Maybe kind of had a little, some eye contact. Maybe can barely see. She is struggling. As Bennett's inbound, Emporia High needs something out front to DeWitt. Now Bennett, right corner, a three needed. Swish! That's a Value Net Fiber three. Value Net Fiber. Always available, always fast, always reliable. It's down to 7. 37-30. May South, 5:08 to play. That's a big Value Net Fiber three. That's DeWitt poked to the way from Singate. Emporia High needs a stand. Here's Peters, left corner, a three. In and out. Rebound, rebound, loose. It's picked up. Loose. Picked up. Still loose. Out of bounds. It's out of bounds off Shively. Shively just trying to chase it down. And now Emporia High needs another stand. As Ava Howley will come in with four. As Brunton will sit down. 4:51 remaining. Lady Spartans down 7 at 37-30. Singate will inbound. Ashley Singate. Inbounds to Sealed. Almost threw it away. And they did. They said it was deflected, though. They said it was deflected. But no. They said it's Emporia High ball. They're going to play it in the backcourt. So Emporia High gets it. 4:50 remaining. 37-30 May South. A three can cut it to four or get it to five. Two at a time and a stop. Bennett, right baseline, a foul on May South. And the Spartan faithful love it. Foul is on Singate. Ashley Singate, second. Team foul number two. With 4:40 to play, Kermer will inbound. Kermer will inbound to the right of her own bucket. Inbounds to Bennett, right wing. Now Kermer, right corner, a three, need it. It's an air ball. Ryan, pink rebound. Turn around, jumper, no. As Ryan will shoot two free throws, no. What did they call? They did not indicate anything. They called a travel. Thanks, Blake. I didn't really see Ryan travel there, going up for the shot. So a turnover on Emporia High. As Ryan peek out. Baker and Pearson back in. Inbound to Aaliyah Singate, now Peters. 4.5 remaining, 37-30 May South. Seals almost traveled with a ball. Seals now Howley, now Aaliyah Singate, and a timeout for Ben Hamilton and May South. Full timeout, let's get a 30 in, 4:22 remaining. Lady Spartans down 7, 37-30, we're back in 30. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue. Proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. The Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number. And Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service. Serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
KVOE, live and local.
Well, Emporia High needs a stand here. Still down 7 at 37-30. 4:22 remaining in this 5A semifinal. Maddie Kermer will come in. Kermer will come in for Baker. So it's Kermer, DeWitt, Shively, Pearson, Bennett. For May South, the Singate sisters, Seals, Howley and Peters. Peters inbound right to the right of the scorer's table at the right elbow. It's out. Got it poked away by Bennett. Bennett looking all the way. Layup right side. No. Now blocking foul. And Seals is hurt inside the half, inside the arc in the lane. And Bennett will shoot two free throws with 4:17 remaining. Seals going to get checked out. As Seals was trying to draw the charge inside the arc, inside the half circle in the lane. 4:17 remaining as they get Seals checked out. 5'5 junior was big last night for May South. 24 points, 24 off the bench for May South in that upset win over the 7-time defending state champions. St. Thomas Aquinas, new state champion in 5A. I'll tell you what, Connie, let's go ahead and get a 30 in as they check on Seals. 37-30 in favor of, Blake's going to give me a score as the Lebo girls leading 34-21 at the end of the three. Let's get a 30 in as they look at Seals. Or wait, Seals is up from her back. Let's just keep it right here. Seals with her second personal foul is the third team foul. Let's get a 30 in. 37-30, May South, 4:17 remaining. We're back after this. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection, 2721 West 15th, serving the Emporia High Spartans for over 40 years. By Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Call them at 342-2613. Thurston's Plus is a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial Emporia, Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck.
KVOE, live and local.
Well, as Skylar Seals, the 5'5 junior for May South, has been big in this game. Two big threes and 24 points yesterday against Aquinas. As Emile Bennett will shoot two free throws here after the block. As Hurley came back in. Many to the line. Big free throws. First one in and out. Got to get the second to try to get it to six. Every point matters here. As Emporia High now 8 of 14 from the line. They're 0 of 2 here in the second half. Second one for Minnie. Nothing but net. Bennett with 6. The lead is 6 and a foul on Minnie. She fouled Singate. And it's 2 free throws. Bennett second. Well, might as well make it a free throw game. Minnie second. Ashley Singate to shoot 2. 12 points for the future Butler Grizzly. First one good. Nothing but net. Ryan Pekin. Jada Pearson in. Sends the lead back to 7 at the moment. May South now 3 of 5 at the charity stripe. Or 5 of 7. Second one on the way. Nothing but net. Singate with 14. Back to an 8-point deficit for Emporia High. 39-31, 4:11 to play. Kermer in between the rings. Kermer, top of the key, behind that college three-point line. DeWitt, left corner of 3, air ball. Rebound picked up by Bella Peters. Emporia High bringing the pressure as Hurley bringing out the floor into the wide open. Singate, Aaliyah Singate laid up left side. She's got 8, and the lead is back to 10. 41-31, 3:45 remaining. Here is Kermer. Kermer top of the key. Now the Bennett right wing. Kermer top, takes a 3 from beyond the arc. Swish! From beyond the college line. 15 for Kermer. Down to 7, 41-34. 3:33 remaining. Full timeout for Emporia High. Let's get a 30 in. 41-34, May South. 3:33 remaining. We're back in 30. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto, your tire professionals and Polaris experts. See them at 806 East 12th in Emporia, next to the water tower. By Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician, who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Pizza Ranch. It's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans!
KVOE, live and local.
Well, Emporia High now up to 31% from the field in the game at 11 of 36. May South 16 of 36. May South has hit 3 threes. They're 23% from beyond the arc. Emporia High 21. As Kyler Seals, left knee. They're icing it. For May South, the Singate sisters, Howley, Peters and Hurley. Emporia High sends out Kermer, Shively, Peek, DeWitt, Bennett. Emporia High still bringing pressure. They're down 7. 41-34, 3:33 remaining. And Hurley inbound to Ashley Singate, spins, dribbling up, now left side full court. It is Hurley, and she is fouled. And Hurley is 70% from the line entering the state tournament. She was 4-4 yesterday against Aquinas. Foul is on DeWitt, that's her first. And these are big free throws for May South. Every point matters. You're down the home stretch. The first one for Hurley is in as it rattled in, got the roll. Sophie Hurley, her first point of the night, has the school record at May South for career threes. Second one on the way, nothing but net. Ice in her veins. 2 points for her. Lead is 9. 43-34, May South, 3:25 remaining. And if Emporia High can have a couple threes, it would be huge. Here's Ryan Peake, right baseline. Now Kermer. Addie, out to Ryan. Shot fake, right side. Out to Kermer, right wing. A deep three. Too strong, rebound. Shively put back. Crawls in, left side. AJ with 8. It's a 7-point game again. And a travel. There should be a travel. It is called on Ashley Singate. And Emporia High gets a stand down 7:43-36. 3:01 to play. They can get it to 4 at the most. And they have it in front court. Bennett to trigger in, and that is the 10th turnover on May South. Inbounds as Peake has to chase it down. Ryan gets it across the timeline. Here's Kermer at the top. Kermer looking to work here. Shively, a 19-footer from the baseline. Swished it home! AJ with 10. It's a 5-point game. 43-38 May South. 2:50 remaining. Full timeout for Carolyn Dorsey. Let's get a 30 in. 2:50 remaining. May South up 5. 43-38. We're back in 30. This is Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Shoal Construction. Serving the Emporia area with roofing, siding, gutters, and windows. Contact Shoal Construction 620-591-2907 online at shoalroofing.com. The Flint Hills Mall, a convenient option for your new or growing retail business. To learn more about becoming a mall tenant, call 620-342-4631 or visit flinthillsmall.com. And Walburn's Roofing, your local roofing and guttering expert. Contact Brian Walburn for a free estimate, 620-366-1310. A healthy roof is a healthy home.
KVOE, live and local.
Emporia High about to bring the pressure in backcourt. It is Kermer, Peake, Bennett, DeWitt, and Shively. For May South, it is Peters, Hurley, Howley, and the Singate sisters. Peters will inbound with 2:50 to play. Inbound to Howley. Here's a, as Ryan was bringing the defense. Ryan, as here is Hurley across the timeline, gets to the Singate right side layup. Is good, and a foul. Hoop in the arm. She was wide open for the layup right side and gets the hoop in the arm. Aaliyah Singate with 10 off the bench. It sends the lead back to 7. Foul is on DeWitt, her second. And Aaliyah Singate will go to the free throw line. And she is 0 of 2 at the line. The free throw on the way is in. Completes the 3-point play. The Singate sisters have 25 of the 46. Shively, another baseline jumper left side. It's short. Rebound, Kermer. Put back, crawls in. Kermer with 17. A 6-point game. 46-40. 2.5 remaining. Emporia High bringing the pressure. Here's Peters, gets into Howley, right side, skip pass, almost a walk call, no call. Hurley with it, Hurley lost it, but Singate, Aaliyah Singate, gets out to Bella Peters, left wing. Peters attacking, now Singate left baseline. Singate deflected loose, almost picked up by Emporia High, and a foul. Or did Ben Hamilton, he got a timeout instead with 2:07 remaining. 30-second timeout, we'll keep it right here. 46-40. May South, 2:07 remaining. Emporia High needs a stop, and then a three would be huge, and trying to get it to three again. Emporia High not going away here in this one. May South with two timeouts remaining. Emporia High has one. bring you up to speed. May South, their largest lead was 35-23. Since that, Emporia High has outscored them 17-11. And now Emporia High now up to 34% shooting at 14 of 41. 9 of 15 from the line. And Blake, if you, as we look at our stat monitor, if Emporia High makes all their free throws, this is a tie game. Bella Peterson inbound from May South to the right of the scorer's table. Emporia High looking for a stand. Inbounds back to Singate in backcourt. Wiz on her. Two at a time and a stop. 2 minutes of play. May South up six on Emporia High. May South looking for their 19th straight win. Emporia High looking for 21 in a row. Hurley, right wing, looking to attack. Dribbles it back out. Needs some help. Needs some help and a foul with 1:44 remaining. And the foul is on Shively. That is her fourth. And it's two free throws for Sophie Hurley. Trying to extend the lead to seven or eight. May South, 9 of 11 at the line. First one, too strong. A big miss there for May South. Now Emporia High got a box out on a miss. As Elizabeth Lashley will check in, she's at the table. Probably coming in for defensive purposes. Second one on the way for Hurley is in. Hurley 3 of 4 at the line. Extends a May South lead to 47-40. 1:44 remaining. Well, Emporia, I got to go work in a hurry. Neil Bennett brings it up the floor across the timeline. Mini right side full court. Emporia, I got to go. Time is not in their favor. They're down 7. Bennett left wing. Bennett left wing, a three, switch! Mini of Value Net Fiber, three, her second one of the night. Value Net Fiber, always available, always fast, always reliable. 4-point game, 120 remaining. Singate, here's a trap. As they get it to Bella Peters, almost got it poked away. Bennett fouled Peters. And Peters is 71%. Bennett just picked up her third personal foul. 4-point game. And it stops the clock at 1:15 remaining. 47-43, May South leading Emporia High. And Bella Peters to the line. First one is in and out. And now Emporia High got boxed out, down 4. May South now 10 of 14 from the line. Ryan Peaks in there. The second one for Peters is good. She's got 3. Lead is 5. Still plenty of time for Emporia High. 48-43, May South, 70 seconds to play. Ryan Peak out the free throw line. Ryan attacking. Hook shot. No. Rebound Singate. They got a trapper and they fouled Singate. And Bennett just picked up her fourth. 1:02 remaining. Well, Emporia High will have to try to salvage something tomorrow playing Andover. They end up falling in this game. Singate has 14, 4-4 at the line, first one swished. 15 for her. She was good last night with 19. She struggled at the line last night at 1 of 3. Second one for Ashley Singate, good. May South now back up 7 at 50-43, 1:02 remaining. Full timeout, let's get a 30 by May South. 1:02 remaining. Lady Spartans down 7 at 50-43. This is Lady Spartan basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Mel's Tire 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. By John North Ford, Lincoln and Nissan, sales, parts, and service since 1963. By Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where it's all about the meat. And by the RV Dock, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 24 years.
KVOE, live and local.
Well, Emporia High down 7 at 50-43, 1:02 remaining. as they will have the ball in backcourt as Kermer, DeWitt, Bennett, Peek, and Shively. This team's season not over after tonight despite a loss. They will try to go for third place tomorrow if the result stands. It is Lashley, the Singates, Peters, and Howley. 1 minute to play. Addy Kermer bringing up the floor across the timeline. Addy right side, takes a three from the right wing. Short, rebound tap is picked up by Shively. She'll get fouled with 49.4 remaining. Foul is on Singate, Aaliyah Singate. That is her third. 14 foul on May South. And Shively will shoot two. She's got 10. First one is in. He's got 11. As Hurley in for Lashley. Emporia High trying to cut it to 5 at 50-45. And the second one for H.A. is too strong. She got the rebound, though. It's tracked down loose and picked up by Aaliyah Singate. And a foul on Peters. Or Peters got fouled. Foul is on Kermer, her second. And two free throws coming up for May South. As Gutierrez will come in. And Bella Peters has three on the night. First one, too strong. Gutierrez in for Shively. Bringing some offense in there. As Lashley in for Hurley. Remember, Emporia High got a box out. They're down 6. A miss would be huge, and if Emporia High can get a 3, second one is good, though, for Bella Peters. She's got 4, lead of 7. 51-44. 40 seconds to play. Here is Kermer, near wing. Kermer set back 3. Too strong. Rebound Ryan Peek. Backside rebound. And a foul on Halley, and she just fouled out of the game. Halley will foul out with 7 points with 32.8 remaining. As Brunton in, as Shively back in. Well, Ryan Peek will go to the line with 32.8 left. Ryan has 4. Eyes to mark on the first. It's too strong. As Hurley will come in for Lashley. Well, it'll be May South and Seaman for the 5A state championship tomorrow at 6:15. Emporia High will get Andover at 2. Second one on the way. Short. Rebound, Leah Singate. The Singate sisters playing 2A ball, 3A ball last year. Step up to the 5A level and have delivered. Probably will both be ABCTL first teamers, in my opinion. Foul is on Kermer. That is her third. Kermer probably going to be the player of the year in the league in the Centennial. Peters to the line to Isaac. First one, good. He's got 5. Lee is 8. Gutierrez in for Shively. One more for Peters. Second one on the way. Short. Rebound Ryan Peek. Where I gotta go. 52-44. May South, 23 seconds to play. Kermer, near wing. Kermer to DeWitt, left corner, a 3. Yes! DeWitt with 4. That's a Valuenet Fiber 3. Valuenet Fiber, always available, always fast, always reliable. Down to 5, 52-47. 17 seconds left. Timeout Emporia High. They're full. And a final timeout for Emporia High. 17 seconds left. Emporia High down 5, 52-47. We're back in 30. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pete Euler. For great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler. By Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages. Contact Annette for an appointment today by calling or texting 620-344-4197. And by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution.
KVOE, live and local.
17 seconds left in the state semifinal here from Wye Auditorium in Class 5A. Emporia High has never led in this game. They trail May South 52-47. Emporia High with their starting five back out there. Apeak, Kermer, DeWitt, Shively, and Kermer. It's Peters, the Singates, Brunton, Hurley. They inbound to Hurley, right-handed dribble, and they foul her with 14.6. Ben Hamilton went an intentional on Kermer. 14.6 left. They call it an intentional. He just signaled intentional. Yes, and it is an intentional foul on Kermer. Addie Kermer with her fourth personal foul. Well, now two of our officials will talk this over. Probably Ben Booth and Jason Yabara. And it is an intentional foul on Addie Kermer. That's her fourth. They're going to empty the lane. As the free throw is coming up for Sophie Hurley. The first one on the way, in and out. May South will still get the ball pending the second. Second one on the way, in and out and in. She's got four, and the lead is six for May South, with the basketball leading 53-47. May South now 16 of 23 from the charity stripe tonight. Emporia High 10 of 19. That's been a difference maker this entire tournament run, and Singate got fouled. Zero on DeWitt or Bennett. They were in the vicinity, and many just fouled out. With 13.6 left. Well, Emporia High will be 22-2. A 20-game winning streak has ended. May South extends their winning streak to 19. 13.6 remaining, and Ashley Singate can put the icing on the cake. First one, nothing but net. She's got 17. A perfect 7 of 7, looking for 8 for 8. Second one, good. Nothing but net. Ashley Singate with 18, 55-47. 12 seconds, Kermer. That's up to DeWitt, and they threw it in the hands of Singate, and that's going to about do it. Emporia High going to fall for the first time since December 8th, as May South will play for a state championship. They will play for a state championship. Emporia High will play for third against Andover, and that's going to be a handful of bond, too. May South wins it 55-47 over Emporia High. The Lady Spartans drop to 22-2. May South, the third-ranked team in 5A, improved to 23-1. They get the Lady Vikes of Seaman tomorrow at 6:15. Let's take a break. The Prairie Land Partners John Deere postgame show is next. Lady Spartans fall for the first time since December 8th. They fall to May South, 55-47. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Clark Alamein II, attorney at law, representing the injured and accused in the Emporia and surrounding area for over 18 years. Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. And the Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh-cut meat, triple-inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember to get it at Good's. By Long Pine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longpineauto.com. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
This is Emporia High Spartan Basketball. It's time for the Prairie Land Partners postgame show. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. Once again, here's Dylan Sherwood.
Well, Emporia High falls for the first time since December 8th. It was against Hayden on this floor in the Paul Terry Classic. If you remember that night, Emporia High struggled in that second quarter. And I'm going to bring that box score back out because I have my iPad on me. But this one was all May South. In front of a crowd of almost 3,400. So the last two games that involved Emporia High here in the state tournament, over 3,000. 3,380 is the attendance tonight for this 5A semifinal. As Emporia High falls for the first time since December 8th, 55-47. With studio coordinator Connie Osorio, I'm Dylan Sherwood. Well, May South, making their third trip to state in 6 years, they will play for a state title. And I believe this would be a first for May South if they were to win it. But Seaman, also a good team. But that one's going to be a good one tomorrow night at 6:15. That third place game, that's not going to be easy as well. Hannah Alexander was at Topeka High 2 years ago. Now coaching Andover. Tomorrow's third place game is a rematch of a quarterfinal matchup from last year. That was a game Andover won 58-48. I remember that game big time. Rebecca, I remember this. Emporia High got within one early in the fourth quarter, and Rebecca Snyder missed the free throw on the end one. And then Andover took over. Brooke Walker going to be going to Utah, going to be playing in the Big 12 next year. It's going to be a handful. Aaliyah Shetler going to be playing at Oral Roberts. Handful. They got Aaliyah Green, who transferred in from Hutch. Andover is not going to be an easy test. But this one is going to be a dogfight tomorrow for third. As Emporia High going to place at state for the first time since 2009. That 2009 run, as Vince Lovergen just texted me, said, send me the rosters. Let's go over our game stats real quick. They are brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. Carry on the trust and tradition since 1928. First for May South, who will play for a state title, now 23-1, winners of 19 straight. Knocking off the defending state champions, the seven-time state defending state champions. They'll play Seaman for a title tomorrow. May South got two in double figures, and it was the Singate sisters. Ashley Singate with 18. Gonna go play for Mike Helmer at Butler Community College in El Dorado. 18 points on 5 of 9 and 8 of 8 from the line. Also had 8 rebounds. 11 points, Aaliyah Singate. 5 of 8. 1 of 3 at the line. 8 from Skylar Seals, who went out with that knee injury. They iced it in the fourth quarter. 7, Ava Halley. 4, Bella Peters. Or 5, Bella Peters. 4, Sophie Hurley. 2, Kaylee Brunton. That was all the scoring. That rounds it up to 55. May South was 17 of 37 from the field for 46%. They go 7 of 15 in the second half. They go 3 of 13 from 3. They were 1 of 6 from 3 in the second half. They were 3 of 13 from the field for 23%. 18 of 25 at the charity stripe in the second half, or total 18 of 23. In the fourth quarter alone, May South rebounds the ball 28 times and had 10 turnovers. For Emporia High, 20-game winning streak over. Two in double figures, led by Addie Kermer with 17. Lexa Shively with 11. 9, Emil Bennett. 4 each. Lexi DeWitt, Ryan Peake. 2, Zeta Pearson. Emporia High, 16 of 46 from the field, 35%. They were 12 of 29 from the field in the second half. They were 5 of 19 from 3 for 26%, 4 of 10 in the fourth quarter. Emporia High, 10 of 19 from the line, and Carolyn Dorsey not going to like this. 2 of 7 at the charity stripe in the fourth quarter, 29%. Emporia High out-rebounds May South by 1, 29-28. Emporia High turns the ball over 8 times. Those are your game stats, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. Carry on the trust and tradition since 1928. Carolyn Dorsey is with us. Coach.
What's up?
Well, this one was a tough one. May South threw a punch right away, and, you know, you're able to get it to 3.
Uh-huh.
Then they pushed it to double digits, get it to 3 again, and they just threw another punch, and you just couldn't get it close again. And this one's tough.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that a question, Dylan?
Yeah, yes.
It is tough. I agree with you. They cut it to 3, or we cut it to 3. I'm pretty disappointed with us. I'm not going to lie. You know, it's so much easier when you're winning. Everyone's happy. Everyone says how great everything is. And in reality, that's not always the case. But, you know, the loss, I'm disappointed in how we lost. You know, we spent a lot of time watching film and walking through things, and we had a shoot-around today. We specifically went over the opening play that they ran, and they scored off of it, and that's disappointing. We talked about it. We called it out from the bench. We walked through it today. It's our own play, actually, and they scored on it. You know, and I just thought defensively, I thought last night we weren't good, assignment correct defensively, and we got away with it. And tonight we also weren't assignment correct defensively, and we didn't get away with it. You know, the Singate girls combined for 29. It felt like 100. You know, but honestly, Addie and AJ combined for 28, so that really shouldn't have hurt us, honestly. But we didn't play well. The zone hurt us. We talked about cutting and moving. We had a design. We walked through it, and then we all stood out there, and there was no movement. And, you know, it's just a little frustrating, but they're kids, and it's okay. I mean, it's not the end of the world. It's disappointing, but, you know, they're still here. They're still getting to play another game for third. And that's a good basketball team, unfortunately. And like I said, it definitely wasn't our night.
Well, Coach, the free throw line was big again in this game. You missed 9 free throws.
Yep.
And I said it early in the game because you were 8 of 12 from the free throw line in that first half. Because if you went 12 for 12 from the free throw line in that first half, that game's closer.
Well, we're down 5 at halftime. The game's close the whole time.
Yeah.
We went 50% from the free throw line tonight. We went 50% from the free throw line last night. That's not going to win you a game at the state tournament. It's just not. You can't shoot 50%. That's a really low percentage from the free throw line. We pride ourselves on 80, 75 to 80, and we're not getting it done. You know, I don't know what that is. It's focus, it's poise, it's toughness, it's, you know, mechanics. We shoot them every day. We shoot 25 every single day before they leave the gym. So it shouldn't be for lack of practice and skill. It's just step up and hit a free throw. You know, it's unfortunate because I thought we'd be the tougher team, and we weren't. And, you know, that's on me as much as anybody. You know, I'm the face of the program, so I don't know what I could have done differently. I'm trying to figure it out still, but they definitely kicked our tail. And, you know, that being said, we're still playing for third, so it's reality.
Well, Coach, I know it's a tough draw no matter what. Both teams that, you know, all four Final Four teams were good.
Yeah.
And you're going to end up playing the number one team in 5A in the final KBCA ranking, regular season rankings. And Andover is going to be a handful. You saw them last year.
Yep.
The only difference for them is they got a freshman that had a clinic of a game yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And they have another piece inside in Aaliyah Green who played at Hutch two years ago.
Oh, another transfer?
Yeah, she transferred from Hutch.
That's so cool how that works out. You know, that's good. Transferred. Wherever she's from, that's great. Yeah, Andover's talented. You know, I know Hannah, we go way back.
Yep, that's another thing.
Yep, we're looking forward to it. You know, but they're good. You know, number one team, whatever. We're number four team. You know, the chips will fall where they fall. But Again, everybody's good at this point, yep. You know, but the bottom line is if we're not assignment correct and hitting free throws and doing the little details, you know, you're not going to come out on top in these games because most likely these teams have better size than us, and that's the reality. And tonight, same thing. Those Singate kids are beautiful athletes.
Yes.
Huge. Can jump, are strong. We struggle with that. We are not huge. We're not as strong. We don't jump as high.
Yep.
And so we have to be that much better. And tonight, like I said, it wasn't for lack of effort. They're great kids. I know they were trying, but it just wasn't. We just weren't as good. And, you know, we got a quick turnaround. They're still getting to do something that a lot of kids don't get to do. Yep. There's a phenomenal crowd here tonight. You know, I take these losses hard because I pump them up and I want the crowd to enjoy themselves. And for three quarters, I thought that we cheated the crowd tonight. And I apologize on behalf of our program. You know, I told the girls, I said, man, you give these people what they came to watch. And that wasn't it. And like I said, you know, you can't go back and fix it. It was too little too late as we started to play. Again, I apologize to the community for that because I think they love watching them. And tonight, like I said, it wasn't their best showing, but they're still great people. I just wanted the world for them, so this one stings a little bit. But, you know, we still, like I said, can try to take third.
Well, Coach, real quickly, what adjustments do you want to see for tomorrow?
You know, I don't know. Honestly, I want us to play well. I don't feel like we've played well yet down here. And, again, we're 1-1. And so, that being said, it's not a huge deal. Again, these kids are living their best life down here. It's a great experience. It's so cool, you know, to be playing 3 days in a row. I foregoed my spring break trip. You know, I'm here. This is where I want to be. And, you know, we got a quick turnaround. You know, it stings. I know they're probably a little frustrated and upset. But, you know, it's real. Like I said, you can't go out and play that way and expect to beat a team like that. It's not, you know, that's just facts. And, we got to be better defensively. You know, I just thought we talked about pressuring, and you watched them. They hung on to the ball for a lot of time and burned a lot of clock. And we knew what they were running. We knew they were running flex. We run the same thing. And they were able to, you know, get a lot more than us. And
yep.
So, again, that's frustrating. So we need to be better defensively. We need to be that team that people fell in love with and the pressure and the running. And they tried tonight. Like I said, May South was just better at it than we were tonight.
Well, Coach, I know this is a loss, but you had almost 3,400 here
for
this game, so that's special.
It is super special. Again, I've been doing this, you know, a decent amount of time, I guess, and I to walk into this crowd, man, that's great. Again, and that's why I'm a little bitter right now, probably because I don't like to disappoint, and I felt like, man, this crowd has fallen in love with these kids, and man, we sold them short, and you know that stings a little bit, but. They'll be better, and like I said, hopefully they come back out tomorrow. We're still could still get third in the state. Still pretty cool. So, Emporia community, you've been awesome. You know, the students have been good. The band's always phenomenal. You know, all the families and supporters, they're great. Again, as an ex-educator, I guess, and as a coach, and, you know, I got my own kid now, so I'm kind of seeing things differently, but when you hear that crowd erupt for the kids that you love and put time into, man, it's got to make you feel good. And I hope the parents understand that and can see what their daughters have done. And I was, quick story, not a big deal. I was telling someone, there's my boss's daughter's out running around as a ball girl, just started playing about 3-4 months ago. And, man, she couldn't sleep. She was so excited after last night. She wanted to come back and be a ball girl. And that's how you make the community with our programs better, is those little girls want to fall in love with these girls and become them. And I think you're seeing that. And, again, it's pretty cool. You know, like I said, for 3,400 people to come out, I appreciate that. And like I said, we'll be better for you tomorrow.
All right, Coach. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yep, see you guys.
That's Emporia High Lady Spartan Coach Carolyn Dorsey. Join us here in post-game. Lady Spartans fall in the semifinal 55-47. Let's do our first break. We'll do play of the game and player of the game next after this break. And then we'll get some final thoughts. And I'll get you our programming schedule. Blake has figured it out. So, Emporia High falls 55-47 to May South. They'll play Andover for third place at 2 here at Wyatorium. We're back in a moment with more here on the Prairieland Partners John Deere Post Game Show. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
The hardest working tractor is always the easiest to work with. Prairie Land Partners offers over 200 hard working attachments to accompany your John Deere compact utility tractor. From pallet forks, backhoes, box blades, rotary mowers and tillers to rear blades, they have the attachments to tackle the jobs that you and your property demand. Stop by any Prairie Land Partners location or visit them online to learn more.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Valunet Fiber. Always available, always fast, and always reliable. By Robert's Blue Barnett Funeral Home, carrying on the trust and tradition since 1928. And by Mr. G's Express Car Wash. Get unlimited car washes for as little as $21.99 per month. Mr. G's Express Car Wash at the corner of 6th and Prairie in Emporia.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Country Mart 1020 Merchants. From their fresh meat cut and wrapped on site to fresh produce, deli, and bakery, get in, get out, and get on with your day. The Emporia Public Schools, they build futures. And by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger, it's your future, let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com.
KVOE, live and local.
Back at Wyattorium, Emporia High falls in this 5A semifinal to May South, 55-47. Let's do our play of the game first. It's brought to you by Shelter Insurance. For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Callie Madrano, 722 West 6. I'm going to go with Alexa Shively's baseline jumper with 2:52 remaining. Cut it to close, but Emporia High couldn't get it back. So that's our play of the game, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Callie Madrano, 722 West 6. Time now for our player of the game, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. I'll pick our player of the game next after a 30-second break from Toso Family Eye Care. You're listening to Emporia High Basketball.
Look out for the vision of you and your family by scheduling an eye exam with Dr. Caitlin Toso at Toso Family Eye Care. 25% of school-age children have an undiagnosed vision problem which can interfere with learning. People over the age of 40 are at a greater risk of eye diseases like glaucoma and cataracts. Increased digital device use can also cause dry eye and vision strain. Look out for the people you care about. Schedule an eye exam with Dr. Caitlin Toso at 620-342-6282.
And our Toso Family Eye Care Player of the Game honors. I know Kermer had 17 tonight, but I'm going with Alexa Shively here tonight. 11 points. Hit some big shots in that fourth quarter. That baseline jumper, that was our play of the game. And then that and one, which started a little spark early in the fourth quarter. So Alexa Shively is our player of the game. Brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Let's take our final break. Final comments after this. We'll get our sports schedule to you. I will get it to you here in our final segment. Lady Spartans will play for third against Andover tomorrow at 2. We'll get you the schedule coming up after this. You're listening to Emporia High Basketball.
Seasons come quick, and before you know it, your yard will be ready for the mower. Be prepared to hit the grass mowing this spring with a well-maintained mower. Give Prairie Land Partners a call to have your equipment inspected and serviced by a John Deere certified technician to ensure worry-free mowing this spring. Don't wait. Beat the rush by calling Prairie Land Partners to schedule your mower today.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
This has been the Prairie Land Partners postgame show. Prairie Land Partners John Deere delivering the right solution. Final comments are next. This is Emporia High Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you by Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. By Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day.
at 825 East 6th. And by Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop into your local Nextech Wireless to see how they can support all your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue. Proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. The Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number. And Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
KVOE, live and local.
And back one final time from White Auditorium here tonight as the Lady Spartans fall for the first time since December 8th as May South playing for a state championship. They defeat Emporia High here tonight, 55-48. And there's Brittany Redmond, who was in attendance here tonight, the former Topeka High coach. Was let go a couple months ago, or at least at the end of January. She didn't even coach against Emporia High this year. But let's set up our sports schedule. We got Saturday morning sports talk first. You know, we're here on KVOE. 8:15, we'll have Emporia High softball coach Tommy McClure. And Blake has a conversation with James Westling, who's calling TCU tomorrow, I believe, Blake. He's calling a game on Big 12 now, though. No, he's not. Okay. But Blake has a conversation with James Westling tomorrow. All right. So we will have K-State, Iowa State at noon pregame, tip-off at 1. That'll be on Country 101.7 FM. The Opie Boys versus Quinter in the third-place game at the Class 1A Division 1 state tournament. That tip-off is at noon. We'll have that game on Mix 104.9. KU and Houston, a big one for the Hawks tomorrow. We will have it here on KVOE. And we will explain why KU is on the AM tomorrow. We're moving Emporia High's final game of the season to Mix 104.9. It's Emporia High and Andover for third place in Class 5A. We will have a 150 pregame, a shortened pregame. We'll have a shortened pregame about 150 with tip-off at 2. And then the Lebo boys and girls playing for state championships in 1A Division 2. That'll be a 340 Mills Tire pregame show on Country 101.7 FM. That is our sports schedule for tomorrow. So, final comments. Well, Emporia High has struggled here in the state tournament and have a 1-1 record, but have a chance to try to salvage 2 wins, but it's not going to be easy against a May South team that fell for the first time this season, 49-45 to Seaman. May South with Brooke Walker going to go play in the Big 12 for Utah. Utah joining the Big 12 next year. Elena Shetler going to go play at Oral Roberts. They have a transfer from Hutch. Aaliyah Green was a monster down low for them tonight. She had double-digit rebounds in the first half against Seaman. But it'll be a handful for Emporia High tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock here from Wild Auditorium for third place. Special thanks to Connie Osorio back at the KVOE studios for running the show for me here tonight from Wild Auditorium. I'll talk to you guys in the morning, and then one more game to call, and that'll be it for Spartan Athletics for the 2023-24 campaign. One more game, and Emporia High looking for their 23rd win tomorrow of the season. They will try to finish on a high note. Once again, the final here from Wild Auditorium. May South defeating Emporia High 55-47. First loss for Emporia High since December 8th on this floor to Hayden. I'm Dylan Sherwood here from Wild Auditorium. Thanks for tuning in to Emporia High Lady Spartan Basketball here on 14 KOE AM and 96.9 FM. Bidding you a good evening from Wild Auditorium. You've been listening to Emporia High Basketball on KVOE.
You've been listening to Emporia High Spartan Basketball, Emporia High School Basketball.